Conor Brophy joins us again with the business.
Rachel, Hibernia Real Estate Investment Trust is betting on a significant rise in commercial property prices in the near future. The new REIT, a tax-efficient, publicly quoted property investment fund, has announced its intention to raise €350 million and list on the Irish Stock Exchange. It will focus on property assets in the €10 million to €50 million range, primarily in central Dublin. Hibernia's portfolio will be managed by Kevin Nolan, a former senior portfolio manager with NAMA. Real estate investment trusts such as Hibernia were made possible by the 2013 Finance Act. Gary Boyle, chairman of the Irish Pro Share Association, is also looking for a legislative change. He and the IPSA are championing the idea of employee share ownership, and Gary Boyle is with us now. Gary, when I talk about legislative change, what are you looking for and how would it affect or help encourage the idea of employee share ownership?
Well, good morning, Conor, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. We're not looking for legislation change per se. We're looking for timing to change, timing when tax is due, and tax is due on share ownership when employees take share ownership in lieu of salary. The tax is due immediately, so nobody really wants a situation where they've just taken a cut in salary, they've taken shares, and they can't pay the taxes because they're due immediately.
So at the moment, it's treated almost as a benefit in kind that immediately accrues, when the reality is that, of course, you don't get the immediate benefit of it. You don't get it until you sell the shares.
Correct. And nobody is saying that we want any change in legislation to divert taxes or anything like that. Everybody should pay their tax, and we're absolutely advocating that. We're just saying pay the tax when the income is generated and earned.
If that were to happen, what do you think it would do for the idea of employee share ownership?
I think it would have a transformative effect. It would keep people here who otherwise would be leaving and going to other industries or leaving the country altogether. It would keep innovation at home, and companies would grow. And furthermore, when companies grow, they generate more revenue. As they generate more revenue, they're in the ability to pay even more tax.
Why would it be so transformative, though? What's the special... What do you think it would do?
Well, what we're seeing is that when ideas are generated and small startups happen with 2, 3, 4 employees, when this tax liability is hit with them straight away, nobody wants to do that, so they leave and they go and join other industries or they go and join other employers. So therefore, the whole idea, the whole concept of that startup company is gone, and the possibility of government earning revenue, getting taxes, whatever, is gone with it, and the growth opportunities are gone. And unfortunately, we're seeing people leave as a result.
So you can see from the point of view of a small company or a startup company, I guess it's probably cash flow positive in that the idea is that you're paying people a lower salary, but in lieu of hopefully a windfall gain.
Exactly. So that when, as the company grows, as they generate their ideas and they work together in a collective environment, the company grows, everybody gains, and everybody can pay their taxes and grow further and innovate.
What about the risk, though? Because obviously, although the rewards are potentially greater, the risk is you're taking a hit on salary, and you know, if the company doesn't succeed, a percentage of nothing is still nothing.
Yes, the risk. But what we're seeing is, and this is a kind of a revolution that's sweeping through North America and the UK, once employees are involved in the day-to-day running, involved and have a financial stake, this is where the transformative effect happens. People care more about ownership. People care more about things that they own. And ownership is working. It just simply works up and down the UK in particular. And this is something that we're missing out big time on here in Ireland.
There is some empirical evidence to suggest that companies in which there's a greater degree of employee participation actually tend to financially perform better.
Absolutely, they do. The growth of companies in the UK who are employee-owned, employee-involved, are outstripping the FTSE 100. There's greater retention and attraction of employees, and absenteeism pretty much disappears because people have this collective ownership. They care more about what they want. It works, and we have on ipsa.ie, on our website, we have example after example and lots of ideas around how people can participate.
Of course, it's not necessarily the case that this isn't happening in Ireland. I mean, I'm sure people will think of the great co-op successes, the Plantly and Kerry Group and so on, which came out of employee ownership.
Yeah, it's quite ironic. We have lots of examples, and this is nothing that's very, very new. It's just that particularly with the timing incidents of the tax, it's really killing it off before it gets a chance to start. But with it existing, particularly in small and medium enterprises that have cash flow issues, this is an ideal way of building revenue, building growth, and building jobs.
You've spoken to the Department of Finance. What's the response been?
They're very interested. I'd love for it to change overnight. I think it can, because we're talking about generating more revenue as opposed to less. But, you know, we'll keep talking and we're available. ipsa.ie, anybody can talk to me at any time. I'll keep going on this because I think it's an absolute no-brainer. It simply works.
You've got your shout out there. Gary Boyle, Chairman of the Irish ProShare Association, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Finally, for now, in currency news, the euro trading at $1 US 35.7 cents and just over 83 pence sterling this morning.